This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It needs not be said, I believe, that we are all spending more time getting to and from work. The Census Bureau says the average commute now is just north of 27 minutes, a new high. And it's happening because in a lot of places, people can't afford to live where or even near where they work. Marketplace's Amy Scott covers housing for us. She has been looking into what commute time means for teachers in one of this country's most expensive housing markets, and also what it means for the schools those teachers serve.
All right, let's get your hat.
It's the end of another day at Garfield Elementary in southeast Washington, D.C., and Claire Battle is zipping her 3- and 4-year-old pre-K students into their parkas to head outside.
To the bus, to the bus, to the bus.
Okay.
To the bus.
To the bus. Come on, Zamir, to the bus, to the bus.
Then Battle heads to the car, to the car, to the car for her commute home. She lives in Alexandria, Virginia, a suburb of D.C. With a stop to pick up her own 3-year-old son at daycare, it'll take about an hour if traffic cooperates.
I joke with people, I always go to the bathroom right before I get in the car because I never know how long I'm going to be in the car.
Battle would love to live closer to her school, but while D.C. has among the highest paid teachers in the country, it's also among the most expensive places to live. Scott Goldstein taught in the district for 10 years before starting the teacher advocacy group Empower Ed. He says D.C. schools have the highest teacher turnover in the country, partly because of the cost of living.
And that especially affects our ability to recruit and retain teachers of color, many of whom come out of college with much larger college debt.
Teachers aren't the only ones who pay a price. Research shows students of color do much better in school when their teachers look like them. And more than 80% of D.C. public school students are Black or Hispanic. Goldstein says for teachers,
to be able to stay in D.C., to teach in D.C. over a protracted period of time, which is what we really want and need, the housing costs are a real barrier for them.
To that end, the district has joined forces with a startup called Landed. It's helped more than 300 teachers buy homes in other expensive cities like San Francisco and Denver. Landed loans teachers up to $120,000 toward a down payment. When the house is sold, the company takes 25% of any profit or loss, plus the cost of the loan. Cheryl Williams would like to take advantage of a program like that. She's a teacher's aide at the same school as Claire Battle, with the same hour-long commute. Only Williams lives in Maryland. She's been saving up to buy a house closer in for 3 years, bartending at night and going to school online. But she says,
even with the down payment assistance in D.C., I wouldn't be able to, based on my income, what I'm making, I wouldn't be able to afford a house in D.C. even if they matched.
All right, let's go, Leo.
About 30 minutes into Battle's drive home, we pick up her son, Leo. She digs a squashed cereal bar out of her bag and passes it to the back seat.
It's all crumbly. You got it? Okay.
Battle has looked into Landed, too, but is wary of giving up so much equity. Still, she knows the value of living close to her school. When she first started teaching, she was having trouble connecting with some of her fifth graders. Then she ran into one of them at the grocery store.
You know those tabloid magazines that are like stars, like they're just like us? I feel like it was that moment, like teachers, they buy toothbrushes. So it helps to build relationships.
Relationships that are harder to make when staying just an hour later to meet with students or parents can add 20 minutes to her commute.
I've been at Garfield for 6 years, but there is a level of like, well, she doesn't live here. She doesn't know what it's like to live here.
At 4:33, we pull up to her complex, right on schedule. She and Leo head up the steps to their cozy 2-bedroom apartment.
We love it here. If our family wasn't growing, we'd probably, you know, consider staying here.
But Battle is expecting a baby in May. So when the lease is up, they'll have to decide whether to rent a bigger place or buy a house, likely even farther away from her school. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.